5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Bert Show.
She seems credible when she's telling her story, but there has to be like a few levels of stupidity for this to be accurate.
Quite a few.
Quite a few, right?
Yes.
All right, let's credit Joshy B. Sloshy. At Joshy B. Sloshy on X.
Put a finger down if you've been Venmoing your landlord for the last year for your rent, your security deposit, all that, and you just found out that you've Venmoed the wrong person for the last 13 months. You've actually never Venmoed your landlord, and that person never told you that you were Venmoing the wrong person, and your landlord never realized that you weren't paying your rent. And so now you've paid $18,508 to a random financial advisor in Ohio who claims that his heroin addict sister has spent all the money, and your landlord wants the money right now. So you have to move out of your apartment within a week so you don't get evicted. And now they're going to file a lawsuit against you for $18,508. We're packing.
This can't be right. What landlord's going to go that long without checking on his rent?
That was my first thought.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I watched the video of her trying to explain this video to people. And what her story was, is she's staying with someone who has a lot of money. And so he just rents places and he's not really hands on with it. He lets the landlords at the property deal with it.
He's got property managers.
Right. Mm. So he's typically not pressed for his money because he's doing so well in life. And so when she first moved in, apparently she gave the property manager gave her the keys after she sent the first month's rent and security. But she got one of the letters wrong, and she didn't realize it. And I guess the guy gave her the keys anyway, not thinking anything of it. So from that point moving forward, she continued to pay that account, thinking that she was paying the correct account for 13 months. And she was not paying the landlord ever at any point. Now, why the property manager wasn't on it to figure out that the money wasn't coming to him, she didn't really go into, I don't know. But 13 months down the line, they finally came to her and was like, you haven't been paying your rent, like at any point. And that's when she realized she was down, I think, $18,000,
$19,000.
That's crazy.
Damn.
And the person that she was sending the money to was just taking it.
Was just taking it. So she reached out to that person and she said the name. She didn't say the name, but she said that it was such a peculiar name that she didn't think in her mind that there would be another account that even had a close name to it and was only off by one letter. And whoever that person was just collecting it. And they never said anything. So each month, they just taking the payments.
So if you, like, so this happened to you, like your Venmo or your Cash App, and somebody sends you, and you have to leave a note when you send something like that, if that's what you're doing, or if you're doing it through Zelle, whatever, and you're like January rent or whatever, and you receive that in your account, you don't keep that.
No.
That is some financial karma that's going to come back and bite you in the butt.
And like she said, she went to them after it was over, tried to get the money back, and they said that their sister had spent all of the money. So they don't have the money anymore.
That's a tight spot, man. There's a couple of levels of like, has to be the perfect storm, right?
Yeah, almost exactly
here.
That.
All right, I think at the end of the day, Meredith here just needs to vent. We talk about ghosting quite a bit, but usually it's ghosting a date.
Something romantic.
Something romantic. Although now I understand that people are ghosting interviews.
Oh,
they are
yeah.
ghosting their first day at work. Or they are ghosting, they don't even quit. They just don't show up anymore. What we don't talk about is ghosting when it comes to school and not attendance. Hey, Meredith, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Good morning.
Morning. Okay. So what area are we talking about ghosting here?
So I am on the PTA board at my kid's school. And every year at the beginning of the school year, we have a list of people to sign up that, who want to volunteer at the school. And it's always this long, extensive list. And when it comes time for us to ask for volunteers for things, you know, we go through this list, we call people, suddenly nobody's available. And then the people who are available, and it's been really bad this year, will sign up and say that they're going to volunteer, and then the day of, just not show up.
Oh, wow. That's infuriating, man.
Yeah.
And it's like, I understand, you know, life happens. Kids get sick. You get sick. You know, maybe you had something come up at work, and that's totally fine, but you have to let people know because we're relying on this help. Like, we're volunteers ourselves, you know, and we are relying on these parents who are saying they're going to come help us in order to do these things for the kids and for the school. And we can't get them done if we don't have the proper manpower to do them.
I mean, I know for some parents, like, there's a certain parent you aspire to be, and then there's the parent you actually are, and that's okay.
Like, you want to volunteer.
Yes, yeah. Right. And so by putting your name down, you feel like you've done something, but actually you need to follow through in order for that to actually go on your permanent record of parenting. And I understand, Meredith, like, it's okay if you don't have time to do anything. Just don't volunteer. Like, if you don't have the time, you don't have that. I totally get that. But you can't fill a spot and say you're going to be there and then be an absolute no-show.
Meredith, if you do have a mom, and you know that pressure on moms is always there to volunteer and be the best. So she signs up to volunteer and then realizes she's not going to have the time. What is the appropriate amount of time to give you to let you know that, okay, now she's not going to show, so I've got to fill that slot?
I mean, really as soon as possible. You know what I mean? Like, if you know a couple days in advance, like, you know what, I may not be able to do this, let us know a couple days in advance. If it's not till the morning of, like, hey, my kid woke up sick, I'm not going to be able to make it today, that's fine. Just let us know as soon as possible because then we can start reaching out to people to try to fill that spot. I mean, we had a holiday shop right before the winter break, and we have a very large school. It's like 1,200 students, and it's 5 days of holiday shop that the PTA puts on. Like, we run this 100%. And I had one morning where every single volunteer, I had five volunteers, and every single one of them didn't show up.
Oof,
and then I was completely by myself. And then I had one person who finally came. She was like, sorry, I was running late, which was fine. I was like, thank God you're here. You know, I need bodies. And that's the thing is, like, we can't do these things for the kids and we can't do these things without being properly staffed. It's like running a business almost, the PTA is, but it's all volunteer run. And then we have parents that are complaining about, well, why did this take so long? Or how come this didn't work out this way? I mean, it's, well, because we didn't have the people there to help us do it, to make it run smoothly.
Meredith, has the PTA sent out a newsletter to the parents letting them know, like, hey, we rely on our volunteers and anybody that is capable of helping, great, but we're having an issue with no-shows. If you aren't available, then please don't sign up.
I mean, it's constant. It's constant, like, hey, we really need your help. Hey, like, we need volunteers for this. Yeah. If you're signing up, please make sure to, show up. If you can't show up, please let us know. Like, every time we put out a sign up, and that's the thing too, we're using Sign Up Genius, which automatically sends them reminders about the event.
Yeah, we do that too.
This is such a losing proposition for the parents, at least in like the dating world. If you go somebody, there are 1,000 bars and clubs, right? So maybe you're going to run into them or maybe you're not, and it's going to be uncomfortable. If you're a parent at this school and you ghost, you're definitely going to run into the committee at some point.
For sure. What if there was, so if people are signing up and not showing, what if it went on their permanent record, and if they ghost three times, they're no longer allowed to volunteer? I mean, I know that doesn't help you out with the volunteer situation, but...
No, you got to do something to the kid.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say the kid get kicked out of school.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say.
Your child will be expelled if you don't show up for the holiday bake sale.
Well, I was going to say, because I feel like when people just ghost because there's no consequences, yeah. I feel like at some point, like, when do you stop putting on these events if nobody's around to help? I honestly feel like that's when people would be self-motivated to volunteer and actually show up. If the PTA just stopped doing things for the kids, like, okay, well, we're not going to have the fall festival or whatever because no one shows up. Now, people might not be motivated to show up on their own terms just because, you know, they don't really care about helping other people, but they are wanting to make sure that their kid has a fun carnival to go to.
Right.
So I think it might come down to that.
I agree with that, but at the same time, the school, that's where they get money. To buy things for the school.
Find them. Find the parents.
That's a good one.
There you go, Meredith. Yeah,
get
find
them.
Boxes.
Yep.
Yeah, well, we've even, like, done, like, hey, incentive, like, come and volunteer at this event and you'll get, you know, like, if you help out at our movie night, you'll get free pizza and a drink for volunteering. You know, we've thrown out incentives out there, like, come help at the book fair and you get a 10% discount on, you know, at the book fair. And we still have people sign up and then not show up.
Yeah.
I mean, and it really,
yeah.
Like, it got to a point where I was, like, in tears right before the winter break. And I told the school, I said, if this continues, I don't know if we can continue to do these things because I can't. I'm one person and I can't do it by myself. I said, we might have to start canceling events and I might have to throw that out there that like, hey, this event will only work if we have people show up. And if you're not showing up, then we'll have to cancel the event.
Meredith, we appreciate your time. Hopefully there's one mom there that can now hear like from the other side and the perspective and she won't be bailing on you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I appreciate you. It's the Bird Show.
I still like your idea of finding them.
Yeah?
Oh, that's a great idea.
Hit them in the pockets.
And if you want to give them incentive, like it shouldn't be like pizza. It should be those fairy sex books that
that would probably do. I will volunteer if you give me those for free.
The Bird Show.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's gotten sad.
You just look directly at me.
It's just kind of sad, Abby. I mean, the dating life of Abby is just, it's a sad place. It's a dark, sad place. And it's the ghosting aspect of it that's happening over and over and over again that is very curious.
It's funny because I feel like I'm kind of at my... I'm not saying I'm peaking, but I'm like, I'm the hottest I'll ever be. I'm the most successful I'll probably ever be. And yet I can't do anything right, seemingly, to lure in the right guy. I feel like I used to joke about how bad my dating life was. Like, I was like, oh, it's so bad. And now I feel like I almost spoke it into existence. Because instead of it just kind of be like, ha-ha, left funny bad, it's ha-ha. Left funny sad.
I will tell you this before Jackson tries to solve the riddle of all the ghosting that's going on in your life, that I read this morning and I was thinking of you. 78% of Americans who have used a dating app within the past year are tired of the scene or seeing the same people over and over and over again. Women seem to be more tired of swiping, with 80% of women feeling totally burned out on dating apps compared to about 74% of dudes.
Oh, yeah. I'm totally burned out. And it's funny because I feel like there were two or three guys that I was talking about somewhat recently that I was like really kind of pumped about. And what's so funny is I was quiet quitting the dating apps right before that happened. And I feel so cheated because until I met those people, I was like totally fine with getting off the apps and focusing on my mental health. And now I'm like, wow, I really just got roped into this again for nothing.
I do feel like we are getting close, especially when you look at statistics like that, that you're getting close to these dating apps just not being a thing anymore. And you go to the old school way where you actually meet people face to face. Craziness.
Well, I've just been to so many weddings where they all meet on the dating apps that I'm like, it's working for somebody. It's just not working for me.
All right, Jackson, how do we solve this, bro?
Yeah, Abby, your dating woes have been well documented on the show. We all know that. And we've posed a few different challenges and ways that we could think that we could solve it. I remember, Bert, it started with you thinking that by paying less attention and trying less hard when it comes to dating apps and these guys that are out there, maybe that will spark, you know, some sort of attraction that happens. It's kind of one of those things where the less you try, the more things sort of come to you and happen, you know, going your way.
Men are hunters. Let them hunt.
Let them hunt.
I'm trying. I feel like I'm roadkill. I'm just laying out in the middle of the road. I'm like, yeah, come on and get me.
And we all know that that month challenge, while you did complete the challenge, it didn't quite work the way that we thought it would. And now you're on this kind of streak of getting ghosted. And so through all these conversations that we've had both on and off air, I started doing a little bit of thinking into my single past and what I was doing on these dating apps. And I remember I had also gotten to a burnout point where I think that the biggest part of the burnout was not the swiping aspect of it, but it was just the dry conversations that you have. It feels like you're in this sort of Groundhog's Day where you're having the exact same boring conversation over and over and over again with these people that you're matching with, right? And so I remember I moved to New York for a summer for a job training thing that I had, and I changed my location to New York, and I was very excited about, you know, the prospects that were up there, very different than they are here in Georgia. And after, you know, a week of doing the same song and dance and falling into the same traps that I had when I, you know, had my location here locally, I made one change that changed my entire experience on these dating apps, and I want to share that with you and see if that works for you, okay?
Here's your magic pill.
So again, I'm talking about the conversations that are so boring and repetitive. And really, ultimately, I feel like you are similar to me, where we shine in person. We shine a lot more on the first interactions versus over messaging on these apps or texting or what have you, right? And so I always just wanted to get to the first date as quickly as possible, right? And so I ended up changing my bio, and the very first thing that I would message to these girls that I was matching with, and it was just a copy and paste that I would send to every single match that I had. And it was something along the lines of, hey, we're probably on this app for the same exact reason. I'm sick of dealing with all the BS of having the same conversations over and over again. Let's go out and let's get a drink. Like, right out the gate. No questions about who you are, what you do. Like, none of those questions. And this worked surprisingly well for me, because in my success rate on taking people out really honestly exponentially increased through that. And I think it has multiple benefits. One, you get off the app as quickly as possible and you get to go meet these people in person and find out and figure out who they are, right? And two, I think a lot of those filler questions that you ask at the beginning, like, what do you do for work? How many siblings do you have? Those are all like good sort of intro conversation point, topic points points to have during a first date. It eases your way into the conversation.
But you're talking to the wrong person because Abby wants these guys to ask her out.
Yeah, I'm a lady, Jackson.
I think we passed that.
Yeah,
that's exactly it.
Because right now you're a lonely lady.
Yeah, ship is sailed, yo. We gotta stop picking it up.
But they do raise an interesting point. Would that work the other way around?
Yeah,
I think
that's
so.
That's what I'm asking.
I think it would.
I think it would too.
I really do. And you know, I get it. You want to be courted. You want to have them put in the effort, but let them prove that to you in person. Don't make them do that over the app.
Here's why I love this idea so much, right? Because really then only what you're using the app for is to get to the face-to-face like we used to have to do old school, right? So, and you're using, for you guys say that you're better in person. So you're playing to your strength. So that literally is like, I don't want to do this back and forth. Let's do this. If we're going to do it, let's do it in person. I'd love that.
Here's my one hang up with me asking them out is I'm attracted to a very specific personality type. And I think women do this a lot in like the early days of dating somebody is we kind of give like these little tests just to kind of see like what your character is like and what your personality is like. And for me, I think a part of that test is, are you forward enough to put your pride on the line and ask me out? And to me, I'm like, I feel like I'm sort of, even though it sucks, I feel like I'm sort of whittling it down by waiting for them to ask me out, period. Because if I have to ask you out and it's on Bumble and I've already made the first match, I'm like, do I have to be pretty talented, smart, funny, and ask you out? Do I have to do everything?
I think you let them prove that to you for maybe a second date or on the date, let them do like, you know, throw out those feelers on how they initiate things. Just let that happen after the first interaction. Because I feel like when you put these feelers out and these testers over messaging, sometimes you're not going to find out the answer for 1, 2, 3 weeks, you know, and you're wasting a lot of time doing that. Whereas if you just get straight to the point and then let them figure that out later on, I think you can get your answer of a yes or no much sooner.
I also feel like for that guy that you're looking for, like if you do want the guy that's going to lead and take initiative and do all of those things, you asking him for the first date is not going to change that. He's still going to be that guy. He'll find the time to pick up and become that. So I think it's a great idea.
I want to play a video for you guys a little bit later that will tie us back to this. And it's a dude questioning, like, where are all the masculine men at? You know, because really what you're asking here is for a guy to, quote unquote, I know some of you hate this term, man up. Ask me out. Mm-hmm. You know, take some control, right? And I think guys are getting like, mixed messages if we're supposed to be like that, if that's an attractive
facts.
An attractive attribute or not. So we're not exactly sure what to do anymore.
I think it's really attractive, and I'm not saying I'm looking for someone at the level of Travis Kelce, but I look at what he did for Taylor Swift, making that friendship bracelet, putting his masculinity on the line and publicly going for it. Like, that's the energy I'm looking for.
I get it. I mean, I still think that it's worth a shot because right now we're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
There is no barrel.
The barrel sucks.
The Burt Show.
I am curious because I think this is the first time I've ever heard this happening at a wedding. Abby, how many weddings have you been to?
Actually, not that many. Probably like 5 or 6 in the last couple of years. Yeah.
Cassie, how many weddings have you been to in your life?
Probably around the same, mm-hmm. 5 or 6.
Really?
Yeah, I don't have that many friends.
That tracks. So this bride decided to do something really unique. She sang while she was walking down the aisle. Had a mic in hand, walking down the aisle singing. Now, she has a great voice. Never heard this before, though. Beautiful voice, right?
Stunning. Yeah.
So at first I was a little put off by it, maybe because it's such a novel, new idea. But also this is a day for you to be the spotlight, right? And if I'm the dude and I am standing there at the altar and my soon-to-be wife is walking down and she's looking me in the eyes and she's singing that as she's walking down the aisle, I actually thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I was ready for it to be super cringe. Her voice is gorgeous. The song choice is perfect. Like, and I'm sure he knows that she loves singing or she's a singer. I think it works really well. It's super cute.
In a couple of years, he thinks it's cool now, but in a couple of years when she's like showing off her voice anywhere she can, he's going to be like, God, not again. Seriously, not enough. We get it. We get it. You got a good voice, babe.
We got it. We got it.
All right, so what's going on with your grandmother now? She's been walking around almost deaf for years, and now she knows why?
Yeah, and I had no idea. I actually just found this out a few weeks ago. But, yes, so apparently my grandmother, for the longest of times, her hearing was starting to, I guess, dwindle a little bit. And it was going down. It was going down. But I never knew. She never made it like a thing to me, so I didn't know it was an issue. Until when they came to my show a few weeks back, I was calling my grandmother, and she's like right there, and she didn't hear me. So then my mom made a joke about, you know your grandmother can't hear anymore, right? So I'm like, wait, what? So she's like, yeah, I've been telling your grandmother to go get her hearing checked for the longest, because it's been many a times when I guess my mom will be like right next to her, and she's calling her. And she can't hear her. She doesn't realize that she's calling her.
Do you think your show just wasn't funny and she wasn't laughing and your mom was making excuses?
Well, that was the first time I realized we had a problem. It was when she wasn't laughing at my jokes. I knew something was off. So we figured something must be wrong. But my grandmother is my grandmother. She gonna go on her time, not anytime sooner. She felt like she was fine and she wasn't worried about it. So I guess it got to the point where she was finally like, all right, something is off here. Because if you would go into her apartment, the way that she's listening to her TV is like maxed out. Like she's on, even to the point where I was like, all right, I love loud TVs, but this was a lot.
Everybody has a grandmother or a grandfather that if they live in an apartment complex, you can hear their TV two floors down.
Exactly.
As you're approaching the apartment.
That's when you know you're on the right hallway, is when you hear the TV.
Yep.
So even when she was at my place, like we're all listening and it's like a normal volume to us, but she can't really hear it. So we have to turn it up. So she ends up going to figure out what's going on with her hearing. And I knew the day that it happened because I got a text message from her that was like, all right, I don't even want to tell you this, but it's hilarious. So call me when you get a second. And then my mom is blowing my phone up. So I know they're dying to tell me something hilarious, which kind of put me at ease because I'm like, okay, cool. This must be a funny story. Nothing's really wrong. So apparently my grandmother goes to the doctor to figure it all out. She goes to the ear doctor. And the doctor evaluates in whatever way you would evaluate that and is like, oh, now we got to get some of this wax out your ear. That's probably going to fix everything. So the doctor takes the wax out of her ear.
Ew.
And to make it simple, takes about 30 years of wax out of her ear.
She's never used like a Q-tip or anything in there?
I think she has, but I guess that wasn't enough. Well, I mean, from all the years of her flying, and Q-tips apparently don't even work that well.
Yeah, Q-tips actually shove the wax into your ear and can cause this problem, so you don't want to use them.
Yeah, I don't care. It feels good.
Well, it does.
It makes Q-tip me cough.
Feel. Really?
Only in my left ear, though. It's weird.
It makes my right leg like move like a dog does when he's getting itched.
Oh, you be in that thing. So I know a lot of people want to have that done, but they don't want to do it. And I don't think my grandmother wanted to do it either because obviously it's not sexy. But she said when he pulled that thing out of her ear, she instantly knew like that's been the problem. So she said that when she was done,
come on,
which was the funniest part to me, like she said, she walked into the elevator and this lady started speaking to her. And my grandmother's reaction was, why is she so damn loud?
Went back to the doctor, put it back in. Yeah.
She said everything is in like complete HD for her now. Like, like the TV now, she can hear it better. The quality of her life has just genuinely improved already because she had 30 years of wax buildup in her ears. I guess from flying, she flies a lot. They say that can be a part of it. If you're using headphones a lot, that could be a part of it. So in my mind, I'm like, I'm going to have to go get this little wax test done at some point.
Seriously.
But it changed the hearing immediately.
Oh my God, it's disgusting. I saw you gagging, Abby, but I love watching the TikToks where they pull it out. No. Did they film your grandmother's?
I can't do that either.
I don't know if they filmed it, but I think they did ask her if she wanted to keep it.
Oh, what? What, a candle?
Yeah, you got candles for days in there, man.
The Burt Show.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.